This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's the last day of the last year of the decade. How about them apples, boys and girls? Tuesday, December the 31st is upon us, and while many of the regular talk hosts, the people that you listen to with regularity, are off because there's no ratings this week, there's no ratings to be had. The ratings programs don't work from the last Thursday of the month until the first Tuesday or the second Tuesday of the month. I think that's it. So all of the guys that think they're big timers, the ladies and gentlemen who don't really care about you over the holidays, well, we're here to show you that we care. Actually, here because it sort of feels good to be able to talk and communicate and work through things as we think about the year, things that we had yesterday astrologer on one of the programs that I do. And she said that last year we there's no magic here. Victoria Keelan is here, by the way, on the DJB program, along with Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off until Thursday. The fact that last year was not a great year, I think, is probably an understatement. How about that? And this year, 2020, is supposed to be a fabulous year because they're all the planets aligned and energy is good, so we'll keep our fingers crossed for that, Victoria. We've ordered up another year for you, and I think I'll call it 2020. How about that? Some of the same people will be in your life from last year. There's a lot of like thinking, I think, going on in terms of how things are run. But there are some cool cats that are waiting around the corner to play with us. And maybe we'll have a grown-up year, because I felt like this past year has been full of things that are pretty childish, frankly. And so we got 365 more days, see if we can dream a little bit bigger, even though we are confronted with the same sorts of things as we start the year. Well, we're finishing the year, so we'll start the year and see if we can avoid things like this Hanukkah stabbing in New York. This guy, apparently, Victoria, if you haven't heard the story, for those of you listening that have been tuned out for the last few days, a fellow went into a rabbi's home during a Hanukkah event, stabbed five people with a machete, and now has been charged with a hate crime. There's an identity on this guy. I saw a picture of him, but I don't see any names, and I don't even know that we need to be working on names. What do you know? What do you think?
Well, we do know his name, but I don't really know if that matters. Yeah.
Nah.
It's the interesting sort of update on this now is that his attorney has come forward with a statement saying that this guy has had a long history of mental illness and hospitalizations. His family has released a statement saying the same thing, that he had hallucinations. His lawyer said that he had demons speaking to him, that he also heard
a voice.
That makes
it all okay.
No, obviously not. It's frustrating when you hear these. It almost sounds just like excuses.
Yeah, sure does.
You know, if the family knew that this guy had been in and out of hospitalizations and had mental illness episodes or whatever you want to call it, I just don't understand why no one was doing anything. This guy was driving around. He was out on the street. They now believe that he is also the same person that they've been looking for in New York who stabbed a Jewish man in November who was on his way to morning prayers. So now they think it was this guy, the same guy, who broke into the rabbi's house. There were about 100 people in the house that night celebrating Hanukkah. And he stabbed five people. The injuries ranged from slash wounds to a severed finger to a skull fracture. Everyone is expected to live. But this guy showed up in the house with an 18-inch machete. It's just, you know, it's... It's just horrible. And so now, because he's been charged by federal agents now, on top of he already had 5 counts of attempted murder. That was charged to him by the state of New York. Now he has federal charges for obstruction of free exercise of religious beliefs involving an attempt to kill, which is a federal hate crime. And so now he's got...
Who even knew there was a law like that? I never heard that law before. Have you?
I knew that there were federal hate crimes and state level, yeah, but I guess the FBI got involved, and that's where these charges came from. So hopefully, if this guy he pleaded not guilty, so who knows? Yeah, if he is found guilty, which seems he had blood all over him when the cops found him, one of the people in the house at the Hanukkah party after the stabbing. Somebody threw a piece of furniture at him, so that was one of the reasons why he kind of stopped the attack. He ran out of the house. Someone ran after him and was able to get his license plate and called the police and reported the license plate. And there are license plate scanners all around New York City. And so as he was crossing over the George Washington Bridge, one of the license plate scanners pinged him, and that's how the police found him. So
that's kind of scary in a manner of speaking, too, isn't it? How easily with these devices, you can be found. And
I actually find that comforting. I don't find it scary. I think it's great that we have that technology, because this guy would have just disappeared into the night.
Yeah, it's long as it's used appropriately. I'm in agreement with you. I'm on your page. If it's used appropriately, I'd like to have somebody. You know, I moved into this pretty upscale neighborhood on the Venice-Santa Monica line a week or two ago. And already I've had a robbery. Somebody broke into my car last night and stole all the paperwork, all the things that go to my storage unit out here. And I spent a good deal of time yesterday. I still don't know that I haven't really fixed the problem. The homeless people that are around, I'm not used to it. I live on a farm. I never lock anything. I don't take the keys out of stuff. Here I do that, but I forgot to lock the car the other night, and so...
So someone has all the information to break into your storage unit now?
Yep. Not only that, they have the keys to get into. The keys are in the envelope, too.
Okay, yeah. So did you call the storage unit right away and let them know?
Yes. And they told me, I said, I want to have the lock changed immediately. He said, well, you can't do that. You have to hire a... this is public storage. You have to hire a locksmith to come, and I couldn't find a locksmith yesterday to go up there. So I went there several times during the day to make sure that nobody had gone and used the code, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is that it's disquieting to be in a circumstance. So, and here, this is a quiet little residential street. There are no cameras on the street. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay, I wondered out loud whether there was a way to find this person, if there's some way to track them using the technology you were just talking about. And, no, the answer.
So the police said there was nothing on your street?
Yeah. There's nothing on the street. No, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, might have their own security cameras, but you would have to talk to them directly. I'm sure if it's an upscale neighborhoods, I mean, we hear about these Ring cameras all the time. Mm-hmm. Some of your neighbors probably have those that might have some footage, but I don't know if you want to go through that trouble.
The other side of it is that there's really nothing in the storage unit that is of value to anybody other than me. I mean, there's a couple of old tables.
Yeah, but you might find someone living in there.
Beds. Yeah, well, that's the case then. Well, I think they police that pretty well there. I think they've got cameras on all the time. They don't let people sit there. And so under the circumstances, that's probably not what's going on.
Well, I'm sorry that happened, but you have to remember to lock your car.
it is out here. But that's the thing. The world is different. Certainly here, where the homeless population is as big a problem as it is, I think I was talking about this yesterday, the fact that there are as many people homeless in the city and county of Los Angeles as live in the community that I live in Massachusetts. Almost 70,000 people are out. And they're right. I mean, I walked Daisy down the street, and there's a camp within 2 blocks of here where they're on all right in front of a house that's being built there on that corner. It's just it's absurd that it's at the place. And what all that has to be done, if there's any leadership, is to build low-cost housing. Rather, the people would rather, it would seem to me, would rather have this sort of fix to the problem, pay for low-income housing or low-cost housing or whatever it is, and then to have their homes plundered. You can go up any of these alleys between, you know, each of the residential streets have alleys between them here, and you can see the homeless people going up and down, going through the rubbish barrels. It's just, it's no way to live. It isn't. It's no way for them to live, and it's no way for people in a decent neighborhood to live. It just isn't. So, anyhow, and sort of coupled, let me go back to what you were talking about with regard to this guy in New York and that sort of thing. You may remember the story about the murders, the family murders in Mexico. The chief of police in this city has been arrested in connection with the killing of these women and the children from that family last month down there. Remember the story? Authorities have arrested Fidel Villegas, who's the police chief in this town. Authorities say he was taken into custody. He's been accused of protecting organized crime and colluding in these murders. The victims both were American citizens and Mexican citizens, members of a fundamentalist Mormon community there, traveling on a remote road. They were attacked by a gunman. So here you have, you know, down there, we know it's not safe in many places. That's why I was concerned when Kara went down there for her vacation, even though, you know, not every place in Mexico is a murder capital, but still it's unsettling to the average person that doesn't know. I will tell you, I have no desire. I've been in Mexico twice in my life, once in Tijuana for about an hour, and then traveling, changing planes in Mexico City. Long time ago, I have no interest in going to Mexico at all.
Well, I think the scary part is, you know, everywhere has crime. Every city has crime. But when the cops and the people in charge there are also taking money from the criminals and protecting them, that's
the cops are
really
so
scary.
Crooked. Yeah, that's the real danger in Mexico is you don't know who you can trust. We have a lot of surfer friends who have gone to some of the more remote areas where there are big waves, and they've been pulled over, and it seems like it's a real cop, and it's not, and then they shake you down, and for whatever money you have, whatever jewelry you have, and if you don't hand it over, they don't care. They'll shoot you. There's no value on life at all. No. So a lot of people travel with extra cash just for that purpose, knowing they're going to be pulled over.
Why would you put yourself, if you know that that's a problem, why would you subject yourself to that sort of thing?
The waves are calling. I don't know. I know a lot of people who have done lots of different surfing trips, and they've run into all kinds of problems. But it's even Jen was saying, you know, she used to go to Cabo every year for her birthday.
She did.
And even Cabo now, which it used to be like a celebrity haven, and every week it was Jennifer Aniston and her friends were there, and all the celebrities from Hollywood go to Cabo. They don't even really go to Cabo that much anymore. You don't see those stories because it's dangerous in Cabo now too. Yeah. And so Kara was over on the East Coast seems to be a little calmer in terms of crime reports. But, you know, then you've got all the other stuff to deal with in Cancun, like all the, you know, tainted alcohol. So you never know.
You can't be doing the tourism business any good down there. That's for sure. Here's something that is good for business. Feeling good about yourself. If you are in charge, and you are certainly in charge of your own health and well-being, maybe you put this on the front burner now that you haven't taken my advice to this point as far as trying to ward off all of the effects of having that great food that you've enjoyed from Thanksgiving to Christmas, and now it's New Year's Eve, big parties tonight, all that good stuff. Calitrin is ready, willing, and able to serve you. They're at your service with the best product for weight loss, the natural way, no stimulants, none of the bad stuff. You can lose all of the fat, gain lean muscle by going on this program. Very successful. A 90-day supply is yours at the regular price. Another 90-day supply is yours free, so you get a chance to lose the weight and keep it off. Get your body going the right way. Go to Calitrin.com, use the code DJV, even get free shipping if you order.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Probably not much of anything is going to change in the new year other than what we talk about, the focus on music, because so much of our lives, think about how much more time you may have spent listening to the radio in the last month or month and a half since the Christmas music stations. I was just looking at ratings for stations yesterday, one of the trades, and how in some circumstances, like here in Los Angeles, the radio station that normally has about a 5 share, which is pretty appreciable in this day and age, has almost a 10 share, now almost doubled because of Christmas music. And I think to myself, okay, if they, I mean, the formulaic, these guys that program these stations know what they're doing, certainly when it comes to picking the music, but if it were me, I'd make it even broader than it is. At any rate, music in our lives, Carrie Underwood now the focus. She says she's going to not do the CMA hosting gig anymore because for the past 12 years, when folks turned in to watch the annual Country Music Association Award Show, they were greeted by Carrie as the event's host. She says she doesn't want to do that this year. She posted a pretty touching Instagram, taking time to reflect on her 12 years of hosting a program, especially this past year where she presented alongside Dolly Parton and Reba. Dolly and Reba. She writes, "One of the highlights of 2019 and of my entire career so far was being on stage with the legends that are Reba and Dolly." As she wrote, "I'm so proud that we could celebrate the incredible female artists that are a part of the legacy of country, past, present, and future. I'm thankful for the huge audiences around the world that tuned in to see." She thanked her other frequent co-host, Brad Paisley, revealed how hard to believe it was that she got to host for 12 years in a row. But with that being said, she'll not be returning. It's hard to imagine topping what we have accomplished together, so I've decided it's time to pass the hosting torch to others that will cherish it and honor it as much as I do. In co-hosting the CMA Awards for 12 years, she tied Vince Gill as the most frequent host of the show in its 53-year history. So in this coming year, Underwood is going to release her new fitness guide. That'll be in March, along with some other projects that she teased in her Instagram post as well. She writes, "I got so many exciting things coming up in the new year and beyond. I can't wait to see what the future has in store for all of us. So that's the update.
I also think that there's probably a little extra stuff in here. She hosted the show. She did a great job. She performed, and she lost in every category. So,
yeah.
And you could see when she lost Entertainer of the Year, which is the big award at the end of the night, she lost to Garth Brooks. Obviously, there's no shame in losing to Garth Brooks.
No.
But you could see on her face, I think she was just kind of furious. So The fact that they made this whole thing about women this year, and... You know, she was the only woman nominated for Entertainer of the Year. She didn't win that. She didn't win Album of the Year. She didn't win Single. She didn't even win Female Vocalist. Kacey Musgraves did. So I think that Carrie might be a little bit maybe feeling like she's been taken advantage of. They prop her up there every year, and she doesn't win the big awards. I don't know. I think there could be a little extra to that.
Could be. Lana Del Rey, next up, musically speaking, here on the DJV program with Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you. Posted a plea online for things stolen belonging to her family. Her sister, Caroline Grant, who goes by the name of Chuck Grant, professional photographer. Lana said during the holidays her family's home was burgled and Chuck lost her entire retrospective in that theft. Lana offered a reward for the safe return of those items. She said, quote, I'd love to encourage whoever took it to please consider sending any of the scans of her previous work back to us for a no-questions-asked reward. The work we lost can't be reproduced and exists nowhere but where it was. You've got to feel really violated. I feel violated. Just a little circumstance like I went through. So, anyway, that work's been featured in Rolling Stone and Playboy. So hopefully keep a good thought that it gets returned. 28 past the hour.
I'll take this veil from off my eyes. My burning sun will someday rise.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic congresswoman says she believes President Trump's impeachment is more helpful for his re-election than it is damaging. In a video posted on Twitter last evening, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii argued the House impeachment, quote, has greatly increased the likelihood that Trump will be president after next year's election.
We all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat.
Reports are the U.S. ambassador in Baghdad and U.S. embassy staff there have had to be evacuated. Officials providing an update on the situation on the ground after hundreds of protesters tried to storm the heavily guarded American embassy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Into 2020, and television program of that name, I believe, right? 2020 is vision, all kinds of these things will be clearer in 2020 than they have been in 2019, I think. It's Tuesday, the 31st of December last year. You're reflecting on the year, how it's been for you individually. Hopefully it has been better than it has. Well, listen, everybody goes through things. Every year will be an important era, a milestone, if you will, in your life. Let's forget about it. There's nothing to do about the past. I sent a note to a friend of mine who's leaving a job in my hometown of Framingham, somebody I respect greatly, going to another. She didn't want to leave, but she didn't. It's a long story that involves management of the city, and any of you who listen to me with any regularity know I'm not fond of the current managers of the city. She's going to another community, and she didn't want to go. And I said to her, just forget about the past, focus on the present, the future will take care of itself. And I think kind of that's the way it is. You will, and there's always these milestones, we mark them, but every day is a new day, every hour is a new hour, every minute you have an opportunity to change things, make things better for you. And that's really kind of what you have to focus on, what's going on with you. A lot of changes, I think there will be. And I'm not happy about looking at the results of the brick-and-mortar retail landscape that has declined through this last season. A number of national chains are announcing dozens of store closings, Kmart closing some more stores, Bed Bath & Beyond closing some more stores, regional restaurants are closing down. Just you look at some of the retailers that are not doing well. I think Sears and Kmart, they've been so badly mismanaged. There's a brand, wow. It really, you see the number of stores. I just noticed that they're closing 51 more stores this next month. And so you wonder, 45 Kmart locations are going to be closed in the next month. Is Bed Bath & Beyond overpriced? Is that their problem? They announced they're going to close
25. I don't think it's overpriced. I think that the stuff that's in Bed Bath & Beyond, before they had more of an online presence, Bed Bath & Beyond was a place that people wanted to go and shop because you want to feel the towels and you want to feel the sheets things like that. And I think that people just, it just shifted like so many other businesses. And there's nothing really at Bed Bath & Beyond that you can't get on Amazon anymore.
Yeah.
It used to have a lot of, you know, if you watch Shark Tank, the blonde lady Lori has a ton of products at Bed Bath & Beyond. And there used to be, they were almost exclusive to Bed Bath & Beyond. And so now everything is available online. And if people don't feel like driving to the store, it's just easier to order online. The only exception is I was in Target yesterday, and there were so many people in the Target near me here in New Jersey. Whatever Target's doing, they're doing it right.
Right.
So,
yeah, it's good.
Whatever
I like
the difference, I don't. I love Target. It's the store is always
I'm not
clean.
A shopper.
Everything's organized.
Right.
You know, they
That's
just
what
they,
I like
they
about
just
it.
Do it really well. I got a lot of Christmas decorations at Target this year. I've found a lot of really good fashion pieces that I really like. So whoever's doing the buying is smart.
A lot of stuff like there's CVS's in Target, and now and you can go and do things that are sort of knock off two or three projects at once by going into one store. And there's something to be said for that in a clean, well-organized fashion versus what you find at Walmart. They look at some of these other stores, A.C. Moore, we were talking about that, closing down in lots of locations, Forever 21, closing 178 stores. Payless is pretty much closing down, I think.
They're done, yeah.
Yeah. Dress Barn. Closing stores all over the country. Walgreens says they're closing 200 stores because they want to consolidate. I think they have too many stores. I think there's a lot of competition in that business, and CVS pretty much outdoes them in most places. Pier 1, they're pretty much kaputsky, right? Under the circumstances.
That's too bad, because I got all my Christmas ornaments this year at Pier 1, and they had really beautiful things. But, again, you know, it's people just don't really want to go to a physical store anymore to shop for furniture and stuff. It's easier to have it delivered.
Well, but you know what? Think about it for a minute. If we're really going to be talking about the environment and how to save the environment, you're not doing it by having stuff shipped. It costs money. It takes packaging.
That's true.
Then what do you do with when you're all done? Boxes everywhere. The delivery truck that comes, the Amazon truck, how much fuel is that using?
Mm-hmm.
You can say, well, I'm using that fuel to go to the store. But there are you buy things, you go out and you get a collective, and perhaps you tie in your trip to. I mean, I hate to get it down to that kind of nuancing, but really that's sort of the practical side to it. I don't think you're saving a damn thing other than maybe a little of your time. By not going to retail stores. I mean, you go into a mall, even this past year, trying to get into malls is sometimes not exactly a pleasant task.
The mall near us here in New Jersey, the Monmouth Mall, that's going to be closing down.
Really?
The Lord & Taylor is already gone. The Macy's is going to be shutting down soon. So many stores are just the storefronts are closed up. And then the ones that are still there, I wandered through earlier in this season with my mom, and we were both kind of like, wow, how does that store even pay the rent? You know, you see these small jewelry stores and kind of like what would have been mom and pop kind of stores. And you just really have to wonder how they're even staying in business and how they can even compete. It's a scary time if you're in retail.
Yeah, and you hear about unemployment numbers being low, and you hear about the economy being good, but I think that the numbers don't speak for the reality of how the retail landscape is changing. and how people, you know, and how the concentration of retail wealth, if you will, or retail access is dwindling, and that means your choices are going down, and I don't think that's healthy in a free society. I mean, it's all about business and you know, the capitalistic way, which is the way that I live my life. I have to compete with other people for advertising dollars in order to keep this program on the air. And so, yeah, you like to think you're competing on a level playing field. I'm not competing on a level playing field at all anymore because of the huge companies that are running most of the radio world. And so it's, but it is, that's the reality. What are you going to do? You're going to cry about it? You're going to, I mean, I might sound like I'm complaining a little bit. I'm not really complaining. I guess I'm just dealing with the reality of what we have chosen as our lot. It's the way we want to run our country. And so in the most, for the most part, it's okay because you got to adapt. One of the things I don't like about what's going on in our country right now is this, we were talking earlier about what happened in that, in the Jewish family, the Jewish home with the guy that went in and attacked people. There are, what is it, 25 people in West Virginia, Kara, who have been fired as prison guards because they belong to some cult that's basically a neo-Nazi group. Are there, how many were there in that group? 20?
It's 34 people.
34 people.
But I don't know. I'm reading this whole story, and it's so bizarre. I can't figure out if people are just stupid or if they're racist or if it's a combination of the two. But it's Yeah, it's West Virginia. It's the Division of Corrections and Rehabilitation. It's the entire basic training class.
Corrections,
the governor
and rehabilitation,
the governor in West Virginia approved something so that they would all be fired, which I approve of. Look, there should be repercussions for people. And if you're going to be this stupid and all do... There's a class photo of all of them. They're all doing the Nazi salute. Ugh. But apparently... So they did some...
But then people say, well, what about freedom of speech? What about my ability to express myself and say exactly what's on my mind? Yeah.
Well, yeah, you have your freedom of speech, and then you also have the freedom to get fired for doing that. So if you're doing something that's inappropriate in the workplace, then okay.
But they don't think it's inappropriate because they don't like Jews, they don't like blacks,
well,
and they want America
so...
to be all white. That's what they think.
Well,
so that's
okay.
For them. That's right. That's good thinking.
Yeah,
for them.
But there has to be some kind of moral code somewhere. And
who's to say they don't think that's immoral? They think the fact that there are so many blacks and Jews in our country is immoral.
Okay.
And
well,
it ruins
I'm
the course
even,
of our...
I'm not even going to give
think.
That any space because it's just... I don't care if that's your moral code. It's not right. And as human beings, as a white person, you don't have more right to live than a person who's black or Jewish or whatever. But the dumb thing about this is apparently, you know, in the investigation, they found that it wasn't that them doing the Nazi salute wasn't based in any racism or anything. They said that the people didn't understand the racist meaning behind...
Overcome.
The sign, which, if that's, first
what?
Of all, I don't believe that.
How old are these people?
I mean, old enough to be in a basic, all of their faces are blurred
20s?
Out. So
they
don't, they don't give any names or ages, and their faces are blurred out, so you can't see how old they are.
So here's my, this is
but
what I would,
I just...
this is how I would relate to that supposition. And for those of you who are listening in Wheeling and some of the other communities that carry this program in West Virginia, this is not aimed at you. Obviously, you have enough brains to want to listen to discussions of things that come from different points of view. But the way the West Virginia sort of starts the South, and West Virginia has always kind of been backward in many ways. And under the circumstances, I wouldn't put it past the reality quotient that the educational system in these communities is so bad. That there's no teaching what Nazism is and what World War II was all about and how Hitler came into power. There just isn't, because they've got numbnuts that are running the educational system and teaching school in many of these circumstances. So that's we're getting further and further. You can see it every day in how we don't understand how our own system works.
Yeah,
frankly.
I mean, if they don't really know what it means, then that's unfortunate. Obviously, our education system is failing if people don't understand one of, you know, the undertones of what one of the most well-known symbols in the entire history of our world means. But the thing is, you know, under the picture it says Hail Bird, and apparently Carrie Bird was their supervisor, and so they were saying it because she was a hard-ass like Hitler. So obviously they did understand what the symbol meant. So it's I'm glad that they're all fired, because, like I said, most normal people would... You lose their job for something like that, so I'm glad to see that corrections officers
wouldn't be thinking that way.
Yeah, I agree. And apparently the supervisor also forced some people in the picture. She took the picture three times and wouldn't. She retook it three times because apparently 10 of the officers wouldn't raise their hand in the Hail Hitler thing, and so she forced the 10 of them to do it. And I just, someone is obviously crazy and power hungry, just like Hitler. So I'm glad she didn't have her job.
Is New Year's Eve. Let's calm things down here a little bit. Do you know the first places in the world to ring in the new year? Samoa and Tonga. I don't even know where Kiribati is. American Samoa, Baker Island, Guam, where they already are celebrating New Year's. It's already New Year's on the other side of the world. If you can't get enough of New Year's Eve, there are some private companies that will jet you on a 24-hour itinerary that takes you to the hottest New Year's Eve parties in Sydney, Australia, for example. 12-hour flight to the USA and back again, drops you off, ring in the New Year again. You can go, you could, if you really wanted to, to play this out, you could probably celebrate in three or four cities for an hour or so, and then jump on a plane and fly 4 or 5, 6 hours to the next place just in time for New Year's again.
Sounds exhausting.
Really, yeah. That'd be fun maybe to do once.
Yeah.
I know. I'm like, will I even stay up until midnight tonight? I don't know. Might go to bed at 10 p.m.
All right, so here's the survey. 1,000 Americans were asked how late they stay up on New Year's. 42% said they stay up between midnight to 2 a.m. 21% stay up to midnight and then go to bed. 17% say they stay up between 2 to 4 a.m. 12%, excuse me, fall asleep before midnight. Here I am.
There's Kara from the 12%.
That's it. 7% stay awake until 4 to 6 a.m. It just becomes all of these people that are vying. Carson Daly's got a show. Steve Harvey's got a show. Ryan's got a show. Isn't there one other one, too? I'm missing this one.
There's Fox, NBC, ABC.
I think CNN is doing one. Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
Yeah.
Such a curmudgeon. I
was talking about the television ratings, and the ratings, you know, the most watched network now is CBS, has an average viewership of 7 million. What was it? 610,000, I think, was the number. You look down the list, CNN doesn't even have 1 million viewers in its highest rated hours. Nobody's watching.
But they have so much impact.
I don't get.
But all that stuff is so flawed, because if you think about what's on every single screen in every single airport across the country, it's CNN. So I hate all that rating stuff because it's not accurate at all, and it certainly does
not
reflect.
Radio ratings are ridiculously
accurate. And it never reflects how Americans are really consuming things. So, and Nielsen families are, I know one person who with a Nielsen box in his family, and it's been in the family since his grandparents got the box. So, and they all watch CBS. So, like, we always joke that, the CBS is, you know, the only thing that's getting any ratings, because the old people have
before
Nielsen
the
boxes.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Tech Talk time here on the Tuesday DJV program, ending the year with a focus first, Victoria, on Amazon. This is Mondo Bizarro stuff. If you listen, if you're tired of using your credit card to pay for things, maybe Amazon is your company. It isn't going to be my company. I'm not letting them do this to me, but let's see where this goes.
Well, Amazon has filed a patent for technology that can identify you by scanning the wrinkles in the palm of your hand and by using a light to see beneath your skin to actually photograph your blood vessels. And those images that they scan when you basically wave your hand over over a screen, then those images help identify you as a shopper at the Amazon Go stores. Now, the Amazon Go stores are all around the country now. They are the stores that are completely cashierless. No one works there. You walk in, you scan your phone, whatever you take off the shelf, it automatically gets deducted from your Amazon account, and then you're out the door. And so that's they apparently have been talking about doing this new technology in the Whole Foods stores as well, but according to the new patent that they filed, they are really only focusing on Amazon Go stores at the moment. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office published the application, and they say essentially that you're going to basically hover your hand over an infrared light, and it will have it will map your hand. So one is from the surface, the other is the deeper characteristics like in your veins, and an internal computer system then identifies you based on the mapping of your veins. And so the identity, essentially your hand scan, would be linked to your bank account. or a credit card. So you scan your hand and you're out the door. And it's fast. It's certainly easy. One of the benefits, though, even though it sounds a little weird in sci-fi, one of the benefits is that it's actually, Amazon says that biometric identification, which is facial recognition, hand scans, finger scans, things like that, that it's actually really hard to be copied or transferred.
Yeah, right. You can't steal somebody's credit card using...
Yeah, even though it does sound a little bit weird and invasive, and it is in a sense, but, you know, identity theft and credit card fraud is such a big thing that we're dealing with all the time, all the breaches and everything. So this is actually a way to really kind of combat that. So it'll be interesting to see how long it'll take Amazon to get this tech actually up and running in these Amazon Go stores. But they'll probably launch a pilot program, I would imagine, and probably sometime in 2020. But it is interesting. Yeah. We'll see how it goes and how people react to it.
There's some new information about smartphone tracking that you ought to know about, so listen up, please.
The Geek Out. Recently, the New York Times posted a story everybody should read. Titled One Nation Tracked, the piece dives into the world of smartphone tracking data and how it is sold and utilized. Now, even if you know on a basic level that your smartphone can be tracked, you may not fully understand the level of detail and how that information is being used, either now or potentially. The article demonstrates how a single device can be tracked over a period of time to build a clear visual map of that person's day-to-day adventures and build personas about them that are very accurate, all without accessing what's deemed personally identifiable data. Now, it's possible the general public is just apathetic about this, but we strongly suggest you give it a read anyway, and we've posted it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
All right, up next year, Spotify says it's not going to sell any more political ads. Why would that be?
Well, they said that they are pausing the selling of political ads and that it will not appear. They will not appear in the ad-supported tier or in the original or exclusive podcast. Now, political ads will still appear on non-exclusive Spotify podcasts or ones that they don't own. Spotify says, we do not yet have the necessary level of robustness in our process, systems, and tools to responsibly validate and review this content, meaning of the political ads. We will reassess this decision as we continue to evolve our capabilities. Now, in the past, Bernie Sanders, as well as the Republican National Convention, have both advertised on Spotify. And other tech companies have implemented these rules. Twitter banned political ads entirely. That took place in November. Facebook still plans on running political ads. They have declined to fact-check them, which Elizabeth Warren caught Facebook really red-handed with that, which was pretty awful on Facebook's part. They basically say that you can run any ad, you can say whatever you want. They're not going to fact-check it. And I think Spotify doesn't want to be in that position either, so they're just going to say no to all of it.
Who owns Spotify? Some big company owns Spotify?
Big media company.
Big, okay. All right, so there's the Tech Talk for today, 59 past the hour.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.